This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Northern Illinois University is trying to make sense this morning of how it came to be the fourth school within a single week to suffer a shooting on campus. Five students died and 16 more were wounded when a former graduate student opened fire yesterday in a lecture hall. The gunman then killed himself. Here's how one student described yesterday's scene.
It was like people screaming everywhere. It was insane. It was just the loudest, most like hellish sound I've ever heard. Just like a 200 kids screaming. It's like it's just the sound you don't want to hear, you know.
That was sophomore Dan Monahan. This morning, university and law enforcement officials spoke to reporters. NPR's David Shaper is at the campus in DeKalb, Illinois, and he joins us now to talk about what they said. Did you hear anything about the person who did this and a possible motive?
Well, they identified the shooter as 27-year-old Steve Kamerchek. He is a former graduate student here at Northern Illinois University, currently was enrolled at the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana as a graduate student there. By all accounts, he was a brilliant student. He was an outstanding student, awarded student. The police chief on campus said, Donald Grady said that there's no red flags whatsoever from his time on campus here, no sign something like this could happen. But then he did add that according to people who knew him, he had been taking medications and recently had stopped, and in the last couple of weeks his behavior had become a little bit erratic.
And was there a question of motive, addressed?
But at this time, they still have no idea of what the motive was. They don't believe he knew anyone in that classroom, or at least they have not been able to pinpoint any relationship with anyone who was in that classroom at that time. So they are still searching for clues as to what his motive was. There is no note left behind in his car, which was parked very nearby on campus.
Do investigators know more about how the shooting took place?
Well, it's becoming a little bit more clear that this was all over in just a couple of minutes, that he parked near the building he opened fire in, carried in a shotgun and three handguns, emerged from a door behind a stage in this large lecture hall, just came through and started shooting, hitting first, I believe, the graduate teaching assistant who was the instructor for the class, shooting 21 students in all before turning the gun on himself and taking his own life.
And just very briefly, the university appeared to respond rather quickly.
They say that the first officers were near the scene within 30 seconds of the first call. They flooded the scene and locked down the campus very, very quickly. And many students, even those who were in the classroom, said there's nothing else that they could do. They were very pleased with the response that they saw. And this incorporated a lot of changes that they made in terms of emergency response in the wake of the Virginia Tech shootings that happened in Blacksburg last spring.
David, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's David Shaper on the latest developments in the shooting of students at Northern Illinois University.